Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, now, you know, there's a difference when you come here to play. Then you come here to do something serious. You know, like God of God. It's always heavy. But let me tell you something. By the grace of God, I've come to know some secrets in life. Some, not all, but I know some secrets in life. One secret is this. If you come in this anointing, amen? I'm telling you, just come. Just show up and leave the rest. Hallelujah. During prayers today, our sister, Governor Rose Claire, was leading. I said something like, the person that wants to preach, you should forget his notes. You should just speak only, I say, Jesus. Shall we forget? Forget notes. If you forget the notes, you won't come to him. Hallelujah. Amen. But we'll be blessed. Hallelujah. How many of us have been blessed so far? Amen. And I'm not one to really hype people. You know, I could be blunt sometimes. Really, really blunt. If I was not told to preach before now, we are good to go. If you were listening. Because sometimes you are just looking, oh, these children, that's where they start to come. So at least you see beer, you be serious. Because now, they are giving strong word. Oh. Strong word. It's not just the hearers, it's the doers. Even the ones who need a year, they are speaking oral English, but listen. Hallelujah. Another secret again. Maintain eye contact. When they are teaching, just they look. Look the person. Hallelujah. Don't look at your phone. Just be looking at the person. Something will enter. Amen. I'm serious. Of course, I'm not joking now. This is not time for jokes. Amen. So maintain eye contact. Don't look at phone. Just be looking at the person. You will get the spirit. Because it's actually a transference of spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Then, like I said, I don't hype people. Instead of me to hype somebody, I will just be quiet. So I won't hype anybody. I will just be quiet. Amen. So I'm not hyping Pastor Chiso. She did try. She did try. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Listen, it's something to bear a burden. Hope you know how it is. It's like, for those of us that have children, your child is sick or something. I remember once, Zara was still a baby. He was not feeling fine. They had to give him IV or something. I held him throughout the night. Sleep, not catch me. I held him throughout the night. Because you know they'll be shaking. I held him throughout the night. And the next day I still went to work. Are you understanding me? What I'm trying to say, so it's like a burden. Listen, I know there's grace. But it's like a burden. Be praying for Pastor Chisomo. Amen. And somebody, somebody will have to go into the spirit and what do these people need? I know, and they will go and do sermon and do all that. It's not easy, yo. Amen. Listen, I'm not saying she be sad. We are doing a place like this. Oh, she's suffering. No, that's not what I mean is that this is grace. Just pray for her. Amen. No, I know. Listen, I know you are doing that, but do some more. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Chisholm. So this month we're back to basics. So first of all, you know, because we are combined, we have the children here and the adult. So I'm going to do both ways. The children will benefit. The adult also will benefit. Hallelujah. So first of all, I'm one that likes making things simple. I like things simple. I don't like things complicated. Yes, I could complicate some things, but I don't like things complicated. As a matter of fact, when I do some things, they appear very, very simple. Until you enter, you now know it's not that simple. Hallelujah. So we're talking about back to basics. So first of all, I just want to give definitions. Back to basics. So when you have basics is something fundamental. Something simple. The basics. Hallelujah. So basically, so what we have been looking at this month are what you would call the fundamental things, the simple things. So when you say basics, for example, for English, it's your alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F. I know now this will do. We did A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But now, do you know who know that song again? They do A, B, C, C, and all those. They said it helps them to read. You know, But what I mean, so when you talk about English, is the basics, A, B, C, D. Do you understand? Of course, mathematics, numbers, 1, 2, 3. So basically, so all what we're looking at this month is the basics. The basics we talked about, now that you are saved, what next? So you don't know, basic salvation, the cure for prayerlessness, basic. So even though I don't want to look at it complicated, I know that everything we are doing is just basic things, the basic fundamental things. Take root, talking about stay with the word. Basic, the evidence of conviction, ashamed or bold, basic. And today, pick up your cross, discipline and endurance, basic. Because most times, once you hear the word discipline, it looks hard, true of us. See, I'm too disciplined, it looks difficult. But let me tell you, it's not that difficult. It's basic. It's basic. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I really believe that the Spirit is carrying us. Because what I wanted to do, you know, of course, you're okay, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, I'll do that. Okay, I want to sing a song. So please put up the song. I want us to sing together. One, I want you to feel alive. Amen. Amen. I want to feel yourself. Feel yourself. Two, some of you have never sang in choir. This opportunity. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. Because most times you just come to church in quotes to be entertained, but you should participate. Get involved. That's why I want us to sing this song together. Amen. Just one passion. The wordings are there. One purpose. To know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. You can just sing from the place. Just one passion. One purpose, to know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. No life outside you. No one besides you. No one beside you. I want to know, I want to know you more and more. When I know you, when I know you. Let's sing. No life outside you. No one besides you. No one besides you. I want to know you. I want to know you more and more. When I know you, I find me. Hallelujah. Lord, that is our heart desire. I just want to know you more and more. That's when we find ourselves. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So today we're talking about pick up your cross, discipline, and endurance. So, of course, we define those things, but I want us to read some scriptures. Somebody said something which I believe is true. So just make sure you read the scripture. So just a tip. If you are called to preach, just read the Bible first. Read plenty because you're already blessed. Amen. So they don't hear anything again. At least I don't bless them. Hallelujah. So let us begin to read. Amen. And because I said TC first time, so please open your Bibles. Please, I beg you. I know the projector are doing a good job, but just open your Bibles. So let's feel it. Just bring out your Bibles. Open your Bibles. So first of all, I know most of you know, just in case, TC4, whatever, listen to this, TC4 kids. Whatever you learn there, that's what they learn here. So this is actually your Sunday school. Yes. Do you understand? So the same thing we learn in this church. Hope you are aware. So whatever we're teaching here, that's what we're learning there. The same thing. It's just that you just break it down for children. That's just the difference. But the same thing. But the word of God is powerful and the word of God is alive. Amen. Okay, let's read Luke chapter 9, verse 23. So basically, we usually use the NIV. So I will read the NIV. Luke chapter 9. verse 23. He said, then he said to them, whoever wants to be my disciple, he must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow me. Let me read from the Message translation. Listen to this. He said, then he told them what they could expect for themselves. Whoever intends to come with me has to let me lead. You are not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace. Don't run from suffering. Embrace. Follow me and I will show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Hebrews 12, verse 11. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Let me read from the Passion's translation. It says, now all discipline seems to be painful at the time, yet later it will produce a transformation of character, bringing a harvest of righteousness and peace to those who yield to it. Amen. Our brother Elder John, he normally says something. He says that whenever he comes to preach that, he's one that enjoys it more. He's one that he enjoys the sermon more. And it's the truth. It's the truth. That's why I say, Pastor, you just imagine what Pastor Susan is enjoying. As you dare now, she doesn't enjoy August. I'm telling you. She knows the city. She's already shopping and enjoying. So please, be serious. Amen? I'm telling you, let people not do and leave you alone. Hallelujah. Okay, now, so we're talking about taking up your cross. Like I said, when you hear the cross, it seems difficult, but basically, it's not that difficult. Let me give an example. When you give birth to a baby, you know that cry. You know, they said it's because of the intake of oxygen. So it's very harsh. No, I don't know, so maybe it's paining them. When they're breathing, they now start crying. Are you understanding me? So you know that initial time, it looks painful. I don't know. But is breathing painful to you? Except you have a problem. What I mean, no. It's not a joke. I mean, maybe you're sick. You have to put people. If not, ideally, breathing is simple. Hallelujah. Do you understand? What I'm telling you, so you see that discipline, when you engage in it, it doesn't seem that difficult after all. Do you understand me? Amen. I remember a poem in my junior secondary school that I learned. Say them, things you do naturally, how easy they are, how unimportant they seem. Talks about like walking and things like that, you know. You say until the body has a problem. You now know that to swallow spit is grace of God. I remember if I've had sore throat. You won't believe the amount of spit you swallow unconsciously until you have sore throat. She did just have sore throat before. Hallelujah. Or you're walking in the dark and you kick that small finger against the edge of the stool. You know your body will shut down. That small finger. That's what I'm talking about now. So, discipline, even though it appears at first difficult, but as you engage in it, it becomes easy and essential. Amen. So I got some definitions. Discipline is doing what needs to be done even when you don't feel like it. Doing what needs to be done even when you don't feel like it. It says endurance is the ability to keep going when things are hard. Endurance is the ability to keep going when things are hard. Then I saw something that was very beautiful. It said, discipline starts the race, endurance finishes it. Discipline starts the race, endurance finishes it. We have been called to a walk with God. When it says, take up your cross and follow me. Of course, so it ensures that you are disciplined to take up the cross. Hallelujah. Like I said, discipline entails of the little things we do every day. That's what constitutes your discipline. As I will be going on. Please, I want to just listen carefully. Like I said, if you look at me, if you just look at me alone, you'll get the spirit. Amen. But pay attention. I'll be saying some things that I believe the Spirit of God dropped in my heart. Amen. Discipline engraves endurance into us. Discipline engraves endurance into us. If you are here for the first Sunday, when we talk about us now, first of all, you know that man is not just flesh. You are spirit, you have a soul, you live in your body. So when I say it into us, that us there is your subconscious, is the real you. This your body is not the real you. Even though we spend most time on our body, you want to look good and all that. One time, I believe God was talking to me. I was wearing a suit just like this. I was looking good, wearing a suit. And something came to my mind that if you have eczema on your body, me, but I'm wearing this suit, will you be okay? This will be okay now. Are you seeing the eczema? No. I said, what if it is ringworm? No, ringworm is more desire. Praise God, though. Life don't change, though. I'm telling you. How about if you know ringworm? All those things don't fade, go. It's called dirty. Say dirty. Well, I mean death. But generally, if you are clean, you know. So if you have ringworm, how do you feel? I say, as far as this suit is covering it, no problem. I say, what if you have one big sore and it's rotting away? How would you feel? You know, it's not getting personal. But listen, that is how some of us are. As far as your body is fine, the main you, the real you, is dying, is rotting, has eczema, has ringworm. You are not bothered because outside you are fine. But listen, that is the real you. Because when I get home, I'm going to take off my shirt, of my clothes, and you are down with your real you. As a matter of fact, when you die, the flesh will remain here. Your real you will go. Hallelujah. Let's just be very, very careful. Let's be careful. Praise God. Okay, I just discovered now that in myself, the same things like God told me things like that. It's not why you, it's not anything. God speaks to us. Just pay attention. Hallelujah. Amen. Let your mind be tuned. Praise God. Let your mind be tuned to God. God will minister to you. Of course, I don't mean you are necessarily going to hear an audible voice. It could happen. But most of God's leading are supernatural, but not always spectacular. I think that's from Kate Mom. I'm sure Kate Mom is from Kenneth again. Do you understand? So sometimes God leads you gentle. You didn't hear a voice. Like if I ask you how many of you went to school, you went to school, but I'm not sure God told you, my daughter, now arise. Enter, pre-nursery. Enter. No. Your parents forced you. As a matter of fact, we cry. I don't know. Do children still cry to go to school? Life don't change. People don't cry. Then, when they're dragging to school with a slate, people are crying. Hey! No, they still drag you there. But now, they don't drag you again. You enter bus, school bus. School bus? What is it? School bus? Now, you enter school bus. They carry you on car. Then you have raincoat and rain boot in case they jam you. But now, they don't even know what umbrella is. Just enter you. And they will drive near the gate. There no gates, just open field, big field. Rain go beat you. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's just by the way. Please, be careful how you laugh. I know some of you are not supposed to laugh. If I catch you, you are laughing. You are trying to claim, oh, I belong. I will shut you down. Amen. So those that will laugh, please, laugh with care. Mama, you can laugh. I know people can laugh. Some people are laughing. As though they are more among the old people. Don't smile. Close your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. But now, what if I told you, was it the will of God that you went to school? You agree. Do you understand? What I'm trying to say is that sometimes it seems normal, almost like natural. Do you understand? God's leading. Most times they are not, it's like natural. Some things are just common sense. The trailer is coming, leave the road. Does God have to tell you leave the road? Do you understand? Or if they say that, okay, be in church, or we're going to begin a Bible reading tomorrow, read one chapter a day. Some of you will not still read. Praise God. Something else again that was impressed in my heart. Listen to this carefully. Somehow I was just thinking, hope these children have not come to judge us. Because I saw them doing the things, I'm telling you, I saw them doing the things they were doing. Those people did the exhortation. I just told them, I said, hey, you,
are going to give us exhortation. Before we close, he has written half a page. Came to show me, how is it going? Is it going well? I say it's going well. 10 years old. I say, oh, these people are not to judge us. Because say, ah, we're going to say, I told them, listen, that day, when that child said it, let not be against us. Praise God. So basically, men, take life very, very serious. Amen. It looks like play, but let not look like judgment. Let not look like judgment. Praise God. Don't worry, get the announcement. I know we are starting a new challenge tomorrow. Very simple, say one chapter a day. And it's Old Testament, story, story, story. So please, make sure you do it. Amen. So I said discipline engraves endurance into us. When I talk about your subconscious you. Now listen to this tip. This is for parents and adults. You train your children from your subconscious. Now listen to this, I'll explain. You train your children from your subconscious. You could tell your children, hey, read your book every day. Don't talk like this. Be gentle. Then one of them will annoy you. And you lose your temper. And you give the person backhand. Are you understanding me now? Your natural self, when I mean your subconscious self, you don't read, you don't study, you don't pray. Because the way it is like this, you do something until, like I just my normal listening, it clicks. It now enters automatic. That is how you are. Do you understand now? That's how you train your children. What I'm trying to say is that I'm just giving that tip as parents. If you like, give all the instructions. If you are not it, you are not it. You do not train your children from the instruction. Tell them, do like this. Arrange your books. No. If you are just arranged, just be yourself. They will follow. It's not the talking. Are you understanding me now? Just a tip. Just an aside. Amen? Let's go back to your discipline. What about that? That's part of discipline. Because discipline now enters you and it becomes part of you. You become part of it. You are one. Like I tell people, I say the thing mixes with your blood. Just an it will mix with your blood. You are one. It's now your natural life. Praise God. Of course, I think my child was asking me, how come you wake up early every day? How do you do it? It's not my natural life. Praise God. Of course, I went to boarding school. I like boarding school though. But now, life have changed. So nobody. Life have changed. You understand? Then, no, boarding school was rough and tough. Very tough, but I liked it because it instilled discipline in you. You wake up by 5 a.m. and it's labor. You are cutting grass. 5 a.m. You are going to have the bath, cold water. I schooled in Patani. Patani is close to River Niger. So it's very cold. Cold water. You bathe cold water. I don't know. I'm sure nowadays boarding school, they boil water for them. But then you bathe cold water. Praise God. So then we had a friend, Pius Okoto. This boy was good, was intelligent. Very intelligent. And he used to pass as in very intelligent. So me and one of my friends, Onoro, there we met him. I said, Pius, teach us how do you read? Teach us how to read. Teach us how to read. Now, most times we want shortcuts. You want something? Bah, bah, bah. They teach us how to read. So he told us requirements. He told us, get this thing, the body now. Get Gary. Get cornflakes. Get milk. Granuts. Milo. Everything. Rilo. We got everything. Gave it to him. Then he soaked. After soaking everything, he said, just a read. He said, just a read. That is discipline. I'm telling you. Listen. Like I said, we're expecting one shortcut. No. No shortcut. Say, just the read. Just the read. Hallelujah. Just the read. Read, just the read. My school then, it wasn't really developed. It was inside the bush. As a matter of fact, I went to that school because it was in the bush. I was in another school. The private school, it was in town. But somehow, God, I just knew that I would be a criminal in that school. I would be a criminal. I'm telling you. I just knew that I would be dangerous. I would be a criminal. Because then I really think of how to stab one boy. He didn't do anything. I said the boy just feel himself. Yes. Yes. Now God save me. Hallelujah. God save me. God say you. I will deal with it. So I went to the school. So the school was inside the bush. So because of that, teachers were not really coming. People were not. It's also be a boarding facility. Then it was military administrator. So he put it there in his town. Before you know, they changed the administration. So nothing happened there. So because their teachers were not coming there. So we didn't really have teachers. So it was our custom to read. So you just be reading, forming your notes. Read your textbook, you form your notes, you make your notes and all that. And by the grace of God, through our exams, we got 100% pass. So I'm just trying to tell the kind of mentality. Do you understand? So it was really, really, really rugged. And by the grace of God, thank God, I don't think I'm dull. I think I'm sharp. So after my secondary school, no, listen, we read all those things. Akwabi, all those things. We read all those things. Newton, physics, we read them. We read them, amen? And God helped us, hallelujah. We read them. So when I finished my secondary school, so I said, I'm going to read the Bible. And I said, I wanted to read the Bible in such a way, I wouldn't have to read it again. Just a naive teenager. Very serious. And then when I listen to people, not very many, I was just in a very small circle. I didn't know much. I just knew Mike Smurone. Mike Smurone came to our church to preach. That's how I knew him. I didn't even know Kenneth Hagin. When I got into school, someone said Kenneth Hagin. I said, I'm not interested. I said, I just know Mike Smurone because I don't want to dabble into things I don't know. If I don't know you, I'm not listening to you. And I said, that Kenneth Hagin, that is, Mike Smurone is one of his childhood. I started reading him. I don't dabble into things. So I want to read the book, the Bible. I wanted to do my own, make my notes and all that. Reading it. Just Bible though. No strong sorting. Just reading it. So I know I was in chapter 38. And I went to church. And the preacher preached on that Genesis chapter 38. And what he said, I didn't even see in the Bible. So I just abandoned that project. Hallelujah. Now, discipline entails continuous learning. That is discipline. As a matter of fact, was it last night or this morning? I know I was writing something. I told my wife, I just got like a message or something like that, not an inspiration. He said, I wrote it down. Let me just check what I wrote, please. Hallelujah. So discipline is a selection process. We'll go through the Bible. See it. When you stop being disciplined, you are disqualified. Immediately you stop being disciplined, you become disqualified. And what came to my mind was people like Usain Bolt. You know, Usain Bolt, they have very tight schedule. You see them practicing every day. Have you seen them in retirement? Are you getting me now? Listen, when you stop being disciplined, you become disqualified. How many of you know Arnold Schwarzenegger? It was one time, like 6 or 7 times, Miss Olympia. Very good. Have you seen him recently? You see, as everything don't fall. Are you understanding me now? Because, listen, of course, you know, when the Bible talking about discipline, for example, it talked about endure like a soldier of Christ. You know, it gives comparison. So like an athlete. So when you stop being disciplined, you become disqualified. So what it means that my mentality was wrong because I wanted to just do it and get it done with. That was, once you stop learning, you become disqualified. Once you stop being disciplined, you become disqualified. And we're going to see that in the Bible. Many stories in the Bible. Look about Gideon. Gideon, they were going to fight. You know, how God was eliminating them. So I say, if you fear, go back. People first go back. If you fear, go back. Just go. Hallelujah. How we got to 300 people selected. I've come to understand the Bible. Of course, the Bible says that they are giving to us like instruction to see how God deals with people. Jesus said that he that endures to the end, it is him that will be saved. So if you don't endure to the end, you will not be saved. A clear case is the story of the 10 virgins. The Bible says some 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Just the wise one endure to the end, and they were able to enter. The foolish one didn't get. Are you understanding me now? Praise God. I think this. I'm not going to that. I'm not going to that. I'm going to talk about one saved people, but let me not go into that. Hallelujah. So listen, we ought to keep on, permit my word, keep on grinding to make it. As a matter of fact, the only time that you will know that you have made it, I talked about this, but. The only time that you know that maybe you have made it is when you come face to face with Jesus. But even at that, Jesse Duplantis. I think Jesse Duplantis. I think so. Because Kate Moore talked about him. Okay, somebody had a vision of heaven. And one of those visions, he actually went to heaven. Jesus was teaching. So what was Jesus teaching? Are you understanding me now? What I mean, there is always more. There is always more. The whole idea is to be like God. We all know that God is endless. So there's never a time that you will come and like, I do arrive. The day you say it, you'll be like that rich fool. I say, hey, I do arrive. And I say, you rich fool. Fool, come on. Today is your day. Are you understanding me now? So let's not ever get to the point of feeling, I do arrive. Let it also spread to every aspect of our lives. Don't get to the point that you think you have arrived. Solomon, take note. Hallelujah. We have a private meeting. So this message now, it touches us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Samuel. Coincidentally, we'll be reading the book of Samuel next month. One chapter a day. And also, I'm going through the Bible with my children. I'm going through the Bible. So we finished 1 Samuel. We'll be 1 Samuel again. We're going to read it again. All right. I want to see something. Let's go to 1 Samuel 22. Okay, it's there. Let me just read from there. It said, all those who were in distress or in debt or contending gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him. Amen. So this is talking about David. You know, when Paul was pursuing him, he was running off and dizziness, and no, Bible says people gathered to him. There are about 400. They gathered unto him. Let me read them. This story is kind of, you'll see it again. You'll see. Let me read from 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 23, 8 to 39. Okay, good. So this was we can't read it, but it was talking about the mighty men of David. So I was naming them, you know, the mighty men of David and all that. These we'll get there. But let me read 1 Samuel 30, 9 and 10. Now listen to this. 1 Samuel 30. It said, David and the 600 men with him came to Bethel Ravin. Some of the men stayed there. Verse 10, David and 400 men kept up the chase. The other 200 men stayed behind because they were too tired and weak to cross the ravine. When you read that, just go to 39. 2 Samuel. Go to 2 Samuel 23. Go to 39. 2 Samuel 23. Okay, just go to 38. Let's from 38 so it makes sense. He said, he read, he ate right. Gabriel, he ate right. Go on. Go to the last one. He said, and he read, he ate right. There were 37 in all. So first of all, from that verse 8, the Bible was mentioning, you know, the strong men of David. Why he went to that one? That, of course, he started with 400 men. Then they increased to 600. But when they were mentioning them, he said they were 37. It's just like a pattern of God. God will say, many are called, few are chosen. What will make those ones chosen? Is that discipline and endurance? How come they reduced to 37? I'm sure they lost focus. Do you understand? Because the goal was to make David king. Do you understand? So maybe, if it's every day, now they work out. And they, at least that one, the Bible told us, they were tired. So I beg, I need to go today. And they stayed. You see how the selection process is always going on. It's always, God wants the best. That's why I won't say, I'm divine, I'm the truth. Say, if you are not very productive, so I'll first prune you to see if it will ginger you. Nothing. He will cut you off and throw you inside fire. Praise God. Will not be thrown into fire in Jesus' name. But it's in your hands, child. What I mean, do you understand? It's in, you have a part to play. Really, you have a part to play. Like I tell people, the most important thing requires that you do them yourself. The most important thing is you must do them yourself. You can come and teach and preach, but you must go and put it to practice. Do you understand? I can talk about Jesus, but you must give your life to Christ. I can say, no matter those children, they say, I want to wee-wee. I can take them to wee-wee. They must wee-wee themselves. Let's say, I want to wee-wee. See that, let me peace for you. You must wee-wee yourself. I don't know if you understand. So you know, that is very important. They can't do it for you. Hallelujah. Hope I'm not sad. The heart is more important. Are you understanding me? So what I'm trying to say, let us not fall into the trap of the enemy. Amen. So like I said, discipline is like a selection process. So God calls everybody. He calls everybody. Many are called. He calls everybody. Just like the great harvest, you harvest everything. Then before you know, you will start to select. Did you qualify? Did you not qualify? Let us think about that thing. Hallelujah. Like I said, it's just the initial thing that looks difficult. Just the initial thing. Once the initial sets in, you begin to flow. Just like law of motion. It's just to push. Some of you don't push motor before. You know, if you don't push motor. You know, it's, once the thing starts to roll, it becomes easier. True of us. Some guests are nodding their head. Jesus. Don't mind me. I know, don't mind. You can, but you understand what I mean? That's called in. So once it peaks, it begins to roll. Hallelujah. So that's where endurance comes in now. So it's just to peak. For example, now, tomorrow we're beginning one day Bible challenge. Just start it. Listen, once you start, it begins to flow. Hallelujah. Once I did 40 days fasting. Praise God. 40 days. I am not saying, I'm not recommending anybody to do it now. Do you understand? But listen, but God looks at your heart and sees the sincerity of your heart. So God will meet you everywhere, anywhere. Do you understand? That's why I don't criticize people though. If you want to tie your hair like this, no problem. You can tie. Do you understand? It deals with you according to, should I say, your understanding, according to your personality. Are you understanding me? Because most of us, we are shaped by our environment here. So you some things, but so don't that's why you cannot condemn anybody because you don't know their heart. Only God knows the heart. You can't condemn anybody. Someone can come and do something terrible to you, but you don't know, you can't condemn. Don't condemn anybody. Just be merciful. As a matter of fact, God said that if you are merciful to others, I'll be merciful to you. Just show mercy. Even though the person looks, is very wicked, your wicked neighbor or whatever is doing in the office, the person is trying to bring you down. Be merciful. Be merciful. At the end of the day, that person might not have any friend because of his personality, but you be merciful. You don't know what your mercy can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now I've talked about being disciplined. We know that first of all, we have to be committed to it. Committed to it. Like I said, the 40 days fast. Like I'm not saying anybody should fast too. And we don't even do more than 3 days. Usually it's max 1 week. We do it and they sit there to eat. They say morning, afternoon, drink juice or eat or something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But so now you see strong thing. 40 days. Even though the guy brought one kind of thing, I'm not going to say it. But 40 days. But what I notice, as the thing they go, hungry now they beat me again. I'm telling you. I was not hungry again. It just became normal. And then I was preparing for exam. The matter of fact, it's because of that exam, I was fasting. Like I said, God will meet you at different places. I was looking for admission. I finished school, some things happened. They see my results. I didn't. It's 2 years, sees results, sees jams, sees this. So I said, God, I need admission. So you know, you say anything you do. So I say 40 days. They said, he said fast for 36 days. Say, hell. I said, I don't talk 36 days. You now know what we're going to. So fast for 36 days. We're paying the tithe of the year. Or listen, some of those things, they are necessary for you. The Bible says that when you are young, you're not ginger. Now when you want old, you want ginger. You are young, you're not fast. And when you do school, you want fast. No, now I'm telling you. Tell just you yourself and I. You yourself and I, do you understand that? What I'm trying to say, listen, some things, this is the time to to punish yourself, to punish the devil. Now let me tell you something that's very, very true. Something I believe God ministered to me. He said, if you can subject yourself to yourself, every other thing can be subjected to you. So then, I don't even know what it means. It was later on I knew that, okay, and I knew the self. He said, if you can subject yourself, if I can subject this body to myself, to my spirit, that real man, every other thing can be subject, every other thing can be subject to you. That's like discipline. So say, and I'm not going to look WhatsApp today. Discipline. I won't look at WhatsApp. For 1 week, for 1 month, I won't touch WhatsApp. I won't. And what I'm telling you, it's discipline. Simple thing. Just to show yourself that I'm in yoga. Are you understanding me now? Listen, when you say, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to do this for 3 hours. Do you feel like dying? Stay there. Die. It's the flesh that will die. And who would ever die say you're hungry? Hardly. Die say hungry. You don't see person. Apart from those wartime. Do you understand? You won't die. You feel like that. You won't die. There was one time I was praying. My voice came to like say they crack. When I shouted, you know crack. Crack now. I'm telling you, then, of course, no, now we are. When you find you, when you see something there. Hallelujah. Amen. So discipline is like a selection process. So let us pass the test. Amen. So these things have come this month. Remember, it's just a basic thing. It's just basic. Hallelujah. So how can we be disciplined? How? How can we be disciplined? Oh, first of all, I want to appreciate the kindness of Pastor Chisum. Pastor is very kind. He's so kind. He's very kind. I'm telling you. The other day, my wife finished for me. She was rushing for child education. Rushing so that before they close. When she read, they never start sermon. We don't close, they never start sermon. 3 o'clock that day, that's settled. But yeah, 11, everybody. Very fun, enjoying, you know? Hallelujah. Listen, this really matters that time. Of course, they don't pray, say, move, forget the notes. So, wait here, my notes are not entered. I just flow. I say, God, have mercy on me. Say, forget it. Keep that word. I say, but I prepare. I say, forget it. Whether she knows I'm in the preacher, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure she knows I'm because you can't pray that thing against prostitution. Can't. Say, forget your notes. Hallelujah. I want to read from 1 Samuel. I'll just pick some verses. Verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. It says, okay, let me read from the NASV, the New American Standard. It said, now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from God was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. Verse 7. He said, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. Now Samuel was ministering to the Lord. So he was in TC4. He was ministering to the Lord. He was in choir. He was ushering. No, he was doing things in church. But the Bible says he did not know God. He did not know God. He was doing it. He was ministering before he was doing. Now Bible writes him. He did not know God. So you can be here doing everything, be busy, but you don't even know God. How do you know God? Verse 21. He said, and the Lord appeared again at Shiloh because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. That's how you know God. Amen. Amen. There is something called, it's one-on-one. God related. That is why salvation. He said, My Lord and personal Savior. Do you understand? It is personal. Praise God. Before I continue, I must really appreciate God though. The children are so quiet. They're calm. I mean, because the fan face, I don't know. Praise God. Or maybe because they have their hearing sound system. Praise God. We need sound in that TC4, please. I'm begging you, please. I know people bought drum. They don't scatter the drum. That's drum. Conga. You see, we need mic. We need sound. Amen. Don't worry. We're not talking. It's just sound. Praise God. They're so calm. People are hearing the thing is vibrating in them. Hallelujah. Now, so it is possible to be in church and not know God. It's possible to be busy and not know God. As a matter of fact, know when you're busy. You think, because those people that met Jesus say, Lord, I did this for you. I did this for you now. I did that. And God say, Jesus said, I do not know you. Who do you think is lying? Think about it. Can you say Jesus is lying? If Jesus said, I do not know you, do you not say that? No. Jesus, you're lying. You know me. Hallelujah. Let's be careful. Let's not box God into our own concept. Follow his concept. Hallelujah. Follow his concept. What he said? He said, the Lord revealed himself to Shiloh by the word of the Lord. To Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. That is how God reveals himself to you. That's why I say that, in the beginning was the word was God, and the word was God. And that word is Jesus. Hallelujah. Spend time in the word. Of course, the children's theme is anchored. That is how to be anchored. Amen? That is how to be anchored. Amen? So I don't connect it to you. Hallelujah. Spend time in the word. It might appear difficult, but listen, that's why you are a man, or that's why you're a woman, that's why you're an adult. That's why you're living. Hallelujah. I told you the testimony of the child. I just told the child, and the child was getting the notes done. We never closed. He has written now. Say, how is it going? Say, it's going. Writing sermon. 10 years old. Of course, I'm not trying to say everybody must preach here, but you must preach somewhere. Because of that, it's not just here. You must climb up. You don't have to climb up. But you must preach somewhere. Hallelujah. In your office, you must preach. You must preach. That is one evidence. The Bible says, by their fruits we shall know them. That's how we know if you are really visiting enter or not. It's by what you give out. Someone said that you do not vomit what you do not eat. Do you understand? It's by what you give out. When somebody pokes you, what comes out? When somebody happens? When you're frightened, what comes out? Hey, Mabio, or something, what comes out? Are you understanding me? Some things that trip me. So let the word of God come out. You should be full to that level. Hallelujah. I imagine the word of God, you know, it's like lead. When I mean lead, that's heavy metal. It then it fills you up, you are stable. Remember the story of Bishop Oyedepo gave, say came to his house, and the wife said, oh, she was pregnant. Say, I'm bleeding and spotting. It's my friend, go and get my food. It's not empty talk. Do you understand me now? It's not about that. What I mean, the word of God can enter you in such a way. You say, I can never be poor. Never. Never. Years ago, long, long, long time ago, Pastor Iye Adebio came to Warri to preach. I was there, and he was. Gave his testimony. Talked about how once God ministered to him. He was in the hotel. Told him to go and give somebody something. He went there and gave the person. And God said, from that day, I'm sure up to now, that no day has passed without God giving him a gift. No day has passed. This person will say he'll be here. Someone can, oh, sir, this honor is to a bishop. Sir, here are the keys of a 5-bedroom duplex. The Port Harcourt is for you, sir. Say, knowing fully well, I will never stay there. That's what I say. I can never. Are you understanding me? Things deal, things will happen. We can keen, and these things is available for all of us. First of all, you must know that these people they did some sacrifice. What I mean sacrifice now, I hope you know the sacrifice now, it's not money. The time, do you understand? I read a book once, Young Minister's Handbook, written by Mike Mudok. Mentioned how his father prays 10 hours every day. So when you see Mike Mudok, just know where the heritage is from. Every day, his father prays 10 hours every day. I think Mike Mudok reads the Bible, is it at something times a year? And I've met someone, one of my pastors, he reads through the Bible 6 times every year. He reads the Bible 2 hours a day. I'm just telling you this thing that things they happen. Hallelujah, you can't just do. And at the same level, all of us, they go, oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. At the same level, all of us, they go. Now, listen, of course, you know that God does not judge you based on your works. You understand me? Listen, eh? But the works is a proof that you are saved. That's why you cannot be saved. I'm living here. God will not judge by your work now. But if you truly have repented, then I will see the change. I will see the fruit. Are you getting me now? That's why you can't say, it doesn't matter how I do. No, it matters, though. Because you can be saying, I'm guava, and I'm saying orange. You can say I'm guava, but I'm orange, I see. And you are orange. Whether you are guava, but you are orange. I'm saying orange. Hallelujah now. So what I'm trying to say is that it should be from an overflow, and overflow is when you are really full. Are you getting me? Let it be, like I said, let it be your natural response. Your natural response. Nothing moves you, nothing shakes you. Let me just close with this. That's your testimony. Like this is a read. There was one time before I got into school, this was about, when I just got into school then, this was about 2000. But I shared my race number. So when I told this, so something happened. We lost someone. We were going for a burial. We were going to somewhere behind Amabiru is there. Behind Amabiru. And when we were going, then I knew, and I was involved in some things like that. Should I say what I was involved in? I was involved in some things, you know. And as we're going, a thought just came to me that you're on your own. God is not responsible for you. Sure you know. God is already, sure you know. I'm telling you, you're on your own. God is not responsible. Sure you know. God is not responsible for you. Like, God is. But scripture has become, no. God is for me, no. But anyway, scripture says, come in and somehow I got the victory. When I mean I got the victory, I'm like, for what now? You not got enough scripture that damned the voice. While we're going, some big men. I was in the bus with them going because it was my friend that died. So while we were going, the armed robbers blocked the road in front. Bam. They were robbing there. And people were afraid. We were in a coaster bus. I didn't even think of fear. I said, driver, relax. People were going. I told them, if you want to run, relax and run. Don't roll ahead. I said, driver, turn the bus. They were shooting them. I said, turn the bus. I said, nothing happened. Now, that must not be empty talk. What I'm trying to say that, it should be full that no matter the circumstances, then, the word of God, you are not moved. Are you getting me now? It's discipline, but you have to start from somewhere. Hallelujah. I don't encourage us today. That should be discipline. Amen? So I'm going to stop now because of discipline too. Amen. But just know. Listen. Know something that there is more. Hallelujah. First of all, the notes that Pastor Chiso gave, as scripture, I did not read all of them. Just that there's more in this thing. So when they say that, and John said that he's enjoying it, he has shopped everything. So he's somehow, like somebody gave one illustration, which I believe is the truth. He said that we are the salt of the earth. So we should live our lives in such a way that we should instigate people. Salt of the earth. I will pack salt, poof your mouth. If I pack salt, poof your mouth, what are you going to do next? And you look for water. You speak. Do you understand now? You want to rinse your mouth and all that now. So the whole idea is that you should go and look for that water. Are you getting me? And that water is Jesus. And he's there. Jesus said something. That's why I like Jesus. He said, if you draw near to me, I will draw nearer to you. So I always imagine these things. Of course, I'm just imaginative. You just take one small step and Jesus will step. Are you understanding that? Jesus' step is always bigger. But you just need to do that commitment. Just want to know that you are serious. Because Jesus knows you like to do a proper work. It's the truth. You know we do a proper work. Let you not say now. Mr. Blima, what do you want? You not say, I will know. What do you want? He said, I want to see. He said, I want to get money. I want to inherit my father's side. You get it too. Are you understanding now? So you. Hallelujah. Let us bow down our heads. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. I'm committed to doing your word. You know, like one of the children said, he said that it's the doers that are blessed. It's not just the hearers. It's not just to hear the word, but to put them to practice. That is when we are blessed. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you expatiate your word in our hearts. We are committed to you, God. We live disciplined lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.